broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You got to clear the old the pipes, man. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and humor, funny, laughter just might very well be her sister. We also have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard on with us tonight during our news and information hour. We're going to have Dr. Ron Tarner to talk with us here this first hour. I thought it was very interesting. It was pointed out to me by Dan Northcraft, our technical director, that the glaciers in Greenland, the glaciers in Greenland may not be melting as quickly as first presumed. However, it is all about how the news is reported. If you look at some other sources, it'll say, yes, those glaciers are still melting. But are they melting as fast? Dr. Ron Tarner, who is a climate change expert, he's also an astronomer at Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado, is going to be on with us in just a couple of minutes. World-famous Phil Hendry Show is online as well, folks. Our online home is philhendryshow.com. We invite you to join us at philhendryshow.com. And pick up a backstage pass and watch right now our live streaming video of the show. We've got video casts that we call Phil TV in HD. And we sure as heck would love to have you with us. So join us over there, philhendryshow.com. It also gives you access to thousands of hours of archive material. And I mean thousands of hours, as well as all of our video archives, as well as other specialties and little fun surprises. philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL is our number as well. And with us here is Ron Tarner from Dr. Ron Tarner from Denver this evening. Ron, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on the broadcast here at late notice.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do it. I really am. And I know that you're at a function this evening for it's a testimonial, right?
It is a testimonial Kirk and his brother Dave Johnson as well. Both of these guys they did such yeoman work for us, Phil, in the early days of our studies on climate change. And they're both retiring, and we were very honored to be with them, I can tell you that.
Well, I want to talk with you about climate change tonight, specifically the news that we got today about the glaciers in Greenland. And that the rate of their evaporation or melting may not be as fast or as rapid as was once thought. What do you have to say about that? What's your first impression of that?
Well, my first impression of that news is the same first impression that I've had of news like that for the last 25 years, Phil. That's how long I've been studying the effects of global climate change, and my reaction is it's very unfortunate that news they keep wanting to report that despite the fact that there are a great many men like myself, and I just mentioned these gentlemen, David Johnson and Kirk Johnson, both great climate change experts, and other doctors and other scientists and other people that have done work.
Well, in other words, is it true? Is it not true?
The fact is, global climate change is real. It is caused by man. It's going to get worse if we don't do something about it. And that's what the point is.
What of these stories, though, about the glaciers in Greenland, or the icebergs, I should say?
The stories of the Greenland icebergs, you can read those on your radio show if you want, Phil, and you can have as much fun as you want with those. But the story is this. Global climate change, global warming is real. And it will continue unabated unless we do something about it, and I mean very, very soon. It may already be too late.
It may already be too late, meaning what?
Meaning that to keep the coastlines, the integrity of our coastlines, to maintain the integrity of those coastlines wherever there are, where there's development, human development, human habitation, or commercial development, it may be too late to maintain the integrity of all of those coastlines, given the warming of the seawaters and the melting of those icebergs.
It's all right. So I would have to then, and we're talking to Dr. Ron Tarner from Mountain Meadow Observatory on the most recent report.
Phil, I would not give it even the dignity of calling it a report. It's not a report. It's more along the lines of what you would see in a tabloid newspaper, I think.
And can I read it to you?
Yes, you can read it to me. I want you to just remember one thing. Coming on your program tonight, or whenever I talk to anybody, I'm a scientist. I'm a doctor. I've studied this problem. I don't need any more education when it comes to this.
I understand.
I don't need any more education on what's happening. So, therefore, when you say, can you read it to me, I'm more than happy to listen to you, but I'm going to listen to you, Phil, so that, I can be polite, and I won't be rude, and I'll hear what you have to say. But it's an irritating experience for me, is what I'm saying.
Well, all right, I don't want to irritate you. Now, I know that you have, and you are at a function, it's a celebration.
I'm very happy to take the time, but I did not anticipate taking the time to come on a radio program and be irritated and bothered by more of these gnats. And I'm not saying it's you, Phil. I'm saying more of these bats and these flies buzzing around with their, climate change doesn't exist.
Well, all right, here's the story. Like so many of climate science, or like so much of climate science, the latest insight from the frozen world of Greenland offers one of those good news, bad news outlooks for the future of the world's oceanfront real estate.
All right, right there. Can I stop you?
Go ahead.
Like so much of climate science, what that reporter is saying is, like so much of climate science, good news, bad news, it's a very fuzzy, very confused, and it's not a certain science. And that's an insult to me, to these gentlemen that we're honoring tonight, to the thousands of men and women the world over that have worked on climate science.
And all right, well, let me just read this.
Go ahead, but that right there, the first line you read, was as if they walked right up to me and to all of the scientists working on this and dug pretty deep down in the lung and hocked up phlegm.
All right. I mean, if you're calling this the brazen insult...
It's absolutely a brazen insult.
I will understand that. I just want to finish reading that. I know that, that these things anger you. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a part of that community. I know that there are competitive temperaments.
Yeah, but Phil, this is not about my ego. It's not about my ego. This is about the science having integrity, and these gnats, as I call them, these little buzzing climate science reporters, and this is Alaska, did you say?
Yeah, it's called the Alaska Dispatch.
Well, my God, Alaska is the headquarters of people that have turned a blind eye to this. They don't want to believe. That's the headquarters of, the dumbbells of America that come to the climate science. And I don't mean anything about Alaska, but look at the governor that they had.
All right, well, let me finish this. A decade-long eye-in-the-sky study of nearly 200 major outlet glaciers found that they haven't been tumbling into the ocean with the same dramatic acceleration once feared.
That is an absolute filthy lie. And the numbers I've got,
in comparison, what would you say? What numbers do you have? Well, let me finish this.
Yeah, finish this story. I've got all kinds of numbers. I could read them off to you. And you have to understand, it's not going to be anything you're going to understand. It's not going to be anything your listeners will be able to comprehend. But I can tell you that is a filthy lie. And
all right, here is...
Continue to read it.
All right. That it says a decade-long eye-in-the-sky study of nearly 200 major outlet glaciers found that they haven't been tumbling into the ocean with the same dramatic acceleration once feared, and that means these colossal rivers of ice might not contribute as much to catastrophic sea level rise as predicted by some worst-case scenarios.
That's the kind of news that you write when you live in Alaska. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So when we come back, let's talk a little bit, though, about your studies and what you have found.
Yeah, that's fine, Phil, but I don't want to get too deep into that, because what's going to happen is, again, I'm a scientist and a doctor, and I want to say it once. I don't want to go around and around and around.
All right, hold on. Let me take our break.
All right.
We're talking to Dr. Ron Tarner, who's at the testimonial for Drs. Kirk and David Johnson, both of them climate science specialists in Denver. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Some reports say that glaciers are not melting as fast as once feared, that they may not be contributing to the sea level rise. Dr. Tarner says it's all a lie, that the sea levels are rising, that climate change is, unless addressed more strenuously than it has been, disaster awaits. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Did they really? 877-876-PHIL.
Well, I mean, what did you think about that? But you said, did they really? I know that we're on a radio show.
Well, we're live on the air now, Ron, okay?
I'm sorry, but I...
go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, I was upset with the response that I got from the Stephen Hawking people when I said, I feel bad for Dr. Hawking, that he suffers from the ACL that he does, and that he has Lou Gehrig's disease. But when he shows up for a function, to deliver a paper, when he shows up for a dinner, and he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 women, all of them 20 years younger than him, all of them right out of the pages of Playboy magazine, I said it's just... he's trying to rub it in. He's trying to... Well...
I mean, what can I say? This has been an issue for you.
Yes, it is an issue for me. Yes, it is.
It's been an issue for you for a long time. I don't know anything about... you know Dr. Hawking. You know him better than I do or anybody. If Dr. Stephen Hawking... What do the other doctors think? What are the other...
What do you mean the other doctors?
Well, the other professionals.
Well, I think they're all abused. I tell them to look past the charm and the jokes. And it's funny when you talk about Stephen Hawking. He's in a wheelchair. He can't move. He's speaking using a joystick that he has in his mouth. And that I've made some very good jokes about that. No one laughs. So the fact that he's charming and he gets all these very, very beautiful women and makes all the jokes by way of a computer screen.
All right, why don't we not talk about Stephen Hawking and...
I don't want to. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry I brought it up, Phil.
Let's get back to... I just read to Dr. Tarner, and welcome back to the show here. Our number, folks, 877-876-7445. And we're talking to Ron Tarner about the global climate change, situation, and the most recent a story in, it made national news. The one that I'm reading is from the Alaska Dispatch, which says that the glaciers of Greenland may not be melting as fast as once believed. It says that they may not, therefore, be contributing to as dramatic a rise in the global sea levels as once believed. And that, therefore, perhaps, Dr. Tarner, global warming, global climate change is not the threat that we thought it was.
Right. And I respectfully disagree. And I say respectfully because the assault that has been mounted by the anti-global climate change cabal on hardworking scientists like myself... And the assault takes the form of this. Oh, there's a news story at the Boise Bugle or whatever you want to call it. And look at this. It says that the global melting ice at the glaciers is not going as fast. And what they did is they took a story from someplace and they decided to lie. They decided to lie.
How can you just out and out lie?
Because people let them lie. People have the readers, yourself, Phil, and not you necessarily, but talk show hosts, they want to believe it, so they just lie.
And are you saying that this is not true?
I told you, it's, in my opinion, a filthy lie that is promulgated by these global, anti-global warming people.
And to what end?
What is that?
To what end? Why would they, everyone says the science is settled, such as yourself, why would these people come along and continually lie?
To embarrass, to humiliate, to watch men such as myself with a reputation, with a following of people read my papers internationally. And I think some people get a dirty, cheap kick seeing me have to go on a radio show and explain over and over again how I've got a college degree, how I am not, a fraud, how I, I know how to walk and chew gum at the same time, how I am a normal functioning man with all of my brain, because I'm telling you, the way they report this global science, the anti-global warming people would have you believe that Dr. Ron Tarter or any of the other climate scientists, we were born with our brains outside of our skulls or with our internal organs exposed. Or
well, I've never heard anybody individually characterized, you know.
Well, you don't have to. That's what's going on, though. Believe me.
All right, reading on. Some climate studies have previously suggested that Greenland's coastal glaciers were poised to produce enough fresh water to raise the global sea level, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, by 2.5 to 6.5 feet over the next 90 years. That means within a...
Within a century. My prediction is much sooner. You could cut that in half.
50 years.
No, I said, Phil, you could cut it in half. God.
90 years, 45 years. I beg your pardon.
It's 90 years. It's not 100 years.
90 years, 45 years. But their tidewater meltdown, if it doesn't speed up beyond the rates seen during the past 10 years, will likely deliver a sea level boost measured in inches rather than feet.
That's the filth of that.
All right, hold on. So they're saying that it is not, the global warming that we're experiencing is not as dramatic as thought as was once thought, that the sea level will rise and by inches, not feet. What do you provide as a counter to this for people who want to seriously study this?
I will tell you, Phil, that I have worked a great many years on this topic, and so have other scientists. And I know what I'm talking about, and I am a doctor. Let me ask you a question, Phil.
I understand that, but...
No, let me ask you a question, if I could. Just one question.
Go ahead.
In front of my name are two letters. What are they?
D-R.
D-R. D-R. And that stands for what?
Doctor.
All right. In front of your name, what is there?
Mister?
Well, please take this seriously.
I am taking you seriously. What do you mean?
What's in front of your name other than Mister?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing. I don't degrade. I think you're a tremendous talk show host, Phil, and a great entertainer. But you don't have doctor in front of your name. I do. And so when I talk about global warming being real and being a threat, an immediate threat to you and your loved ones, and you, not you, but others would say, don't worry about it, Phil, because we just saw the glaciers aren't melting as fast. And you die of skin cancer. Your children die of horrible, gaping, ulcerated wounds on their skin. As the result...
Oh, come on, man. Are you saying within our lifetime?
Have you ever heard of the ozone layer? You've heard of that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think's happening to it?
All right, I understand that, but I also understand that we've taken steps to modify the rate of the ozone layer diminishing.
You talk a good game. We've taken steps. We've taken steps to modify. Again, what's in front of your name is a large, empty space. what's in front of my name.
It's a DR. I understand. We'll be right back. We have to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Turner says global warming's real. We're in immediate danger. And these people that say the glaciers aren't melting are lying. 877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Stick around.
Have I got time to get a drink? Or
yeah,
Phil
go
Phil Hendry.
I gotta go to the bathroom, too, if I can find the can.
And welcome back here at world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Dr. Ron Turner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory, although he's in Denver tonight, and they are feeding two of their colleagues, Kirk Johnson and David Johnson. Right, Ron?
That is correct. In fact, Kirk is just receiving he just got his award, and now they're going to have some cocktails, I guess. And they have a jazz piano player, and I enjoy it. My ex-wife is here, which makes it a little uncomfortable. But
why? You don't have good relations with her?
No, we have good relations, but Susan is very popular in the in this community. She's not a scientist herself, but she was always, everyone looked forward to seeing her, and I think it's because she dressed in a manner that I didn't particularly appreciate, although I liked the way she looked in the privacy of our own home. She's singing now. I don't believe it. Oh, my God.
What happened?
My wife is up singing with this band. I don't believe it. She's got to be drunk. She's got to be drunk.
I'm sorry. Is it something you have to...
No. I'll stay with... Hold on. Let me talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, get her up. She's singing, yeah. I don't care what you think she looks like. I don't like her standing up there showing it off. She's wearing something tonight. My wife looks good, okay? She looks really good tonight.
She's got a problem with booze, huh?
What'd you say, Phil?
She's got a problem with booze.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big problem with booze. Look at that. She's got such a great looking... She likes to stand up there.
Are you going to be distracted by this?
No, I'm not distracted by anything. Look, she's my ex-wife, okay? My ex-wife. What I was saying was that the global climate change and the big ass...
What did you say?
Nothing. The big butt. The global climate change community that I am a part of scientists... And the fact that we all have this round ass.
You know, you are super distracted by whatever is happening. And
no, I'm fine, Phil.
Let me take a phone call.
Take a phone call and let me just... Can you just give me 2 minutes?
You got to stay with the show or we're going to move on.
All right, I'll just 30 seconds.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go to R.C. in Altadena, California. R.C., how are you?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm doing really good, and I'm really, really, and I'm really thankful on the show that you're having tonight, because we are studying global science right now at the Academy, and I wanted to say to Dr. Tarnman that we're very much, I'm a very big, I'm a little bit nervous, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Dr. Turner is not... on the line right now.
Oh, I just want to say that I'm very much an admirer of Dr. Turner's. We've read two of his papers in our climate science class, and we do study him and some of the other ones too.
Okay, well, RC, did you have a comment that you wanted to make? Now you're a cadet at a military academy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but you're still taking your sciences. You're taking your high school classes.
Well, we're a college preparatory program of the high school, yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm back, though. I apologize. I asked one of my friends is here, Jill Wolverton, and I asked her, I said, would you get Susan off of that bandstand before I do something that I will regret maybe for the rest of my life.
I didn't know it's that serious. If you want to get going...
No, I'm fine, but you get distracted. I just said to Jill, and I think that... Yeah, good. Thank you, Jill. Thank you. Thank you. Jill, thank you. Bless him.
I can't hold on any longer, Doctor. I have a show to do.
I'm sorry. Jill, thank you very... Jill! Me. Thank you. Yeah. It's amazing. But I said either she gets off that bandstand or I will do something that I will regret for the rest of my life. And she's not on there, so...
That's a very dangerous and scary thing to say. You have a fan of yours on the line.
I'm sorry?
There's a fan of yours on the line. R.C., go ahead.
Yes, sir, Dr. Turner. My name is R.C. Collins. I'm a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. We've read your papers in our climate science class, and I'm really nervous to talk to you. I think you've done some great work, sir, and I thank you on behalf of a lot of students across the country.
I appreciate that very much, R.C. And what is your school?
Yes, sir, it's Bradley Military Academy.
Okay.
And it's a college preparatory.
Okay, I understand that. And you're preparing for go to one of the four-year military colleges, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm hoping to enroll at West Point following my senior year.
I appreciate very much you. And which one of my papers?
Well, there's been a number of them, sir. There was the methodology, the one paper you did on the methodology of the blue. I'm really nervous.
Right, you're talking about the methodology of the global climate deniers.
Yes, sir. You really blew them out of the water with that one. That was really great.
I'm amazed that you read that.
Let me ask R.C. this question. R.C., how do you feel about Dr. Turner, who says... I mean, how would you respond, or if you have a question for Dr. Turner?
That would be better if he has a question. I don't... too many people are giving... I have nothing against you, son, but too many people are giving opinions... And I'm getting a little weary of it, you know.
Don't you think people are entitled to have the opinion?
I don't think when it comes to global climate change. No, I don't. Now, you agree with me, right?
Well, I was going to ask you, sir.
But do you agree with me?
Yes, sir, I do, absolutely.
All right.
I was going to ask you, sir, if in point of fact the ice of the Greenland is not melting as rapidly, what did they say?
They are saying that the ice is not melting rapidly enough.
Yeah, if it's not melting rapidly enough and it only is inches, like Mr. Henry was saying, instead of feet, which, you know, we've got a joke about that at Bradley. We go, yeah, you measure me in feet instead of inches. Because that's how hardcore I am, but it's just a joke, sir. It's just a joke. So,
I don't appreciate that, son.
Yeah, it's a little crude.
Well, I apologize, sir.
Okay.
If that's not the case, and they do actually, and the sea only rises, say, like, you know, a little microscopic 2 inches or whatever, where will you go? What will you do?
What do you mean, where would I go? What does that mean?
I mean, wouldn't you feel like you've got to go get away or something?
I'm not sure I understand it.
What's the question about?
Well, wouldn't it be humiliating for Dr. Turner?
Young man, let me just tell you something, okay? Just so you and I are on the same page. There will be no humiliation for Rod Turner. Those days are in my past. Those days are in my past because I stay clear of humiliation. My science is exact. Dr. Hawking, I don't let him come near me. Neither him nor... look at this. Great, this is great. Guess who just wheeled through the door, Phil?
Who?
Steve Hawking.
Hey, but you're not going to talk to him.
What did I just get to tell you?
Dr. Stephen Hawking's there? That's pretty amazing.
Are you talking to me or do you want to talk to him? If you talk to him, you'll be talking to Roboto, the mechanical thing. You know that?
No, I know that, sir. I want to talk to you, but I just... Is it possible to talk to Dobden Hopkins?
Is it possible to talk to Dobden Hopkins?
No, I'm sorry. I'm really nervous.
Dr. Hawking?
Yes, sir. Dr. Hawking?
Yes. If you want to speak to Roboto, the mechanical voice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you forgot about that. Let me tell you, R.C., to answer your question, I think that in many ways...
No, hold on. We've got a question here. Did you want to ask a question, Bud? Or is it... What?
It's just a lot of people.
There's a lot of people with questions, R.C., so...
Well, that's all right. R.C. could stay on the line with us if there's other people who want to ask have a question to ask.
Well, I mean, can you answer my question, though, sir? Where would you run to? Or not, where would you run to?
I find that question insulting. All right? I find the question insulting.
All right. Well, all right. Let's wrap the... He doesn't mean to insult. I think what he's saying is that the people would probably want to humiliate. They probably would say, hey, Dr. Turner, you were one of the guys that said this and that.
And now it didn't take place.
And now it didn't take place.
Well, one thing I wouldn't do, R.C., is run.
Yes, sir. That's what I wanted to hear.
All right. That's one thing I would not do. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to rub my rear end and go, ooh, ow, that hurts.
Rub your rear end. That's fantastic, Dr. Turner.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
I'm not going to rub my you-know-what and go, ooh, that was too big.
That's fantastic, sir.
Yeah, okay.
And all right, we get the point, Dr. Turner.
I'm sorry, but I'm talking to a high school kid, and I figure that I got to...
Yeah, we get the point, sir. 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show. Dr. Ron Turner is with us as we talk about the most recent news in the world of global science, and that is, or global climate science, and that is that the glaciers of Greenland may not be melting as fast as once was feared, and that the sea rise or the level of the ocean, its rise will be measured in inches instead of feet by, close to the end of the century. It is rejected completely by Dr. Turner. I haven't really... We're not talking a lot of science, but you're not comfortable doing that.
Mr. Henry, if I could just say one thing, Dr. Turner.
Go ahead.
Dr. Turner is a scientist of great... And he studied it. And for you to keep saying to him, hey, you know, what's your science? It really insults him and is wrong. And I think that we should say that he knows, you know, because of the... Of the work that he done.
Yeah, but don't you want to ask...
Thank you very much, R.C.
Yes, sir.
Don't you want to ask questions?
Well, I don't have no question. I mean, the only question... But it was kind of a joke.
What do you mean a joke?
Well, I was going to ask you, are they going to be able to measure you in inches instead of feet? By the middle of the...
You're a real smartass, aren't you?
No, sir, I was just trying to...
Don't, you know what, the inches and feet joke, ha, 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 we got it out of our system, we can move on.
No, you're a real smartass, that's,
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't.
I, that's all right, but military academy or no, if I was over there right now and you said that to me, I would kick you so hard that I would probably win 5 different football games, but you sailing through all the goalposts, I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah, you say whatever.
All right, gentlemen, hang on the line. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking about global warming. I don't know how it gets so juvenile. Dr. Ron Turner will be back with us to talk about how he says don't believe these stories that global climate change doesn't exist. The glaciers are melting. We are in serious trouble. We'll be back to talk more with him in a moment here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Dr. Ron Turner, and we're taking phone calls from you on a variety of topics relative to climate change. Dr. Turner is at a testimonial for Dr. Kirk Johnson, who's retiring from the observatory there at Mountain Meadow. He's on the line taking my questions, and we also had a little bit of a difference of opinion on the reporting of this melting sea ice, which I imagine is something that there's never going to be any common ground.
There won't be common ground, Phil, because the climate change deniers continually want to keep this nonsense going. And the other thing is, I don't see how a program such as this, as much as I enjoy talking to you, is going to improve the understanding. I'm a scientist, and you have me talking to this boy. Is he still on the phone? Yes, sir.
Yeah, RC, you're there, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yes, sir. All right. I mean, you're a fine young man, but I've been, and you're not an idiot, but I've been talking to idiots nonstop since this debate started in earnest about 8-9 years ago. I have been doing nothing but talking to idiots, one after the other, one idiot after the other. Oh, climate change does exist. Yeah, what I want to do, I want to beat, there are days I want to beat ass, I just want to beat their ass, you know.
Yeah, Dr. Tarter, I understand and I agree with you. And, you know, but I wanted to say one thing about Stephen Hawking, and I know you don't like talking about him. It never ends with Stephen. What do you want to know about Stephen Hawking? Well, I was wondering if you could, if you're there and I gave you my address, would you get his autograph?
Oh, come on, will you?
No, that's okay, Phil. It's all right. Sir, I'm not trying to insult you. You don't want my autograph, but you want his.
But, sir, I would like to have your autograph. We also read your papers at our school. And I don't remember reading nothing about Stephen Hawking.
Would you like to talk to him?
Yes, sir. I'd love to talk to Stephen Hawking.
That'd be really exciting, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir, it would.
Well, we're trying to talk to Dr. Tarter about, I mean, I wouldn't mind having him on the air either.
Oh, you know, you wouldn't mind having him on the air. I mean, everybody loves Stephen Hawking. You want to talk to him? You want to talk to him? You want his autograph? You want my autograph? No, you don't.
Yes, sir, I do want your autograph.
I think you're lying. I think you're lying. How does that feel?
I don't think you should say something like that, sir. I really do want your autograph. And I'm sorry that you don't believe me.
I apologize to our video cast viewers. We had the feed off.
What does that mean?
We had our audio feed off. It's not affecting the radio show.
You want me to get Stephen Hawking's autograph. Is that what you want to do?
I would appreciate it very much, sir, if you would, yeah.
Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, sir, I do want to talk to him.
How about you, Phil? You'd like to interview Stephen Hawking, will you?
Dr. Tarter, I don't want to be a child about this.
No, I'm not being childish. Do you want to talk to Stephen Hawking?
No, I want to be very clear. I want to talk to you. Yes, of course, I would love to have Stephen Hawking as an interview subject, but I want to talk to you. You don't want to give me any science because you feel like you're talking to idiots when it comes to global science. You've said that before on our show.
No, I said, since the global science debate started 9 years ago, I've been talking to a parade of imbeciles, one after the other. I get on these talk shows. I talk to these stupid ass. I talked to this ass on a show. Do you know a man by the name of Mike Gallagher or Mick Gallagher, something like that?
Mike Gallagher? I don't know. Yeah, I know Mike.
Oh, you know Mike. So you guys, well, you people, I don't know how you people do it.
Mr. Henry probably knows him only on account of the reputation of the being in the talk station. Or, I mean, the talk station business.
I don't think I asked you, young man. I asked Mr. Henry.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
I don't know Mike. I've met him.
Okay, well, I was on that guy's show, and he's all, well, you have never heard such an imbecile, a blithering idiot, as this guy, Mike Gallagher. The other idiot that I was on his show.
Well, look, I don't want to talk about every idiot whose show you had to go on. You know, I mean, you don't have to go on those shows.
No, I know. Well, you guys want to talk to Stephen Hawking. All right, let me go get him. And you want his autograph, right, RC?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to have his autograph.
Hey, Dr. Hawking, would you... This is R.C. Collins.
Hello, R.C. Nice to talk to you.
Okay, he's doing a fake voice.
You better believe I'm doing a fake voice.
What?
That's what it would sound like if you talked to...
What are you talking? Was that Stephen Hawking?
No, it wasn't Stephen Hawking.
He was making up a fake voice.
Well, it sounded like him to me.
In other words, you want to talk to Stephen Hawking and he sounds like this.
Hi, R.C.
Is that what you want to hear?
Well, if that's the way he sounds...
All right, well, I could be Stephen Hawking then.
Hi, I see. I'm Stephen Hawking.
Is that what you want to hear? Yes or no?
What? Why are we getting into an argument about this?
Because the kid wants to talk to Hawking.
Well, look, at RC, I thank you very much. We're going to move on to another call.
No. Don't you dare hang up on him. Don't you dare hang up. Not yet. No. Not yet. Not yet, you disgusting oinker. Not yet. Now, do you want to talk to Stephen Hawking?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here I am. I'm Stephen Hawking.
there. How does it feel? Because if you want to carry on a conversation with Stephen Hawking, that's what it's going to sound like. And can you imagine being trapped in eternity with Stephen Hawking? Can you imagine being trapped in a post-nuclear nightmare landscape where the only other human being is the silhouette of a guy in a wheelchair going,
AIT, one place inside?
And following behind him, naturally, about seven or eight big boob Playboy bunnies.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I have never talked to so many psychos in my entire life as I talked to on this show. R.C. Collins, are you there?
I'm still here. I feel really bad for Dr. Tarter. And I think that somebody should check in on him. Someone ought to look in on him because he sounds like he's about ready to do the honorable thing. In his case, it might be the honorable thing. I've always felt years ago.
Okay, so he can shut up, too. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with more interesting, titillating news. I can't believe that that whole event there in Denver, Colorado. News to come here on the Phil Hendry Show. You got the Chinese dissident and what they're going to do about him, this blind dissident. And we'll be talking to our newsmakers and our news contributors about the Chinese dissident
Phil
after this.
Hendry.
That's what I call it.